Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do the Suffer Well devotional series. Suffer Well. Yes, Suffer Well. And as we read this series here, we're going to be looking at something we looked at before many times. The spiritual blindness of people through their ego takes over, and they have doubt because they don't trust in our wonderful Creator. And we're going to be reading the devotional. This is the 285th devotional of the Suffer Well devotional series. And then we're going to look at a teaching about this. So we start off, it says, I pray that the glorious Father, the mighty one of our Master, Yahshua, the Messiah, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him better. Then you will have a deeper insight. You will know the confidence that He calls you to have and the glorious wealth that Yahweh's people will inherit. And that's from Ephesians 1, verses 17 to 18. In order to keep advancing in wisdom and understanding, you will need to know the power of self or ego in this ever-present and ever-really powerful of opposition and resistance to holiness, which itself is the Messiah in you and hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Never will it be you in you that rises to the mind of Messiah. That's powerful. That's so powerful. And that's what we discussed in yesterday's. Okay, we continue. It is crucial that you recognize that even after an entire life of sinlessness, Yeshua had a moment of doubt. In other words, a moment of self. Why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27, verses 45 to 46 from Psalms 22:1. What is so critical for people to understand is the realization that his doubt manifested after he had done everything the Father asked him of him up until that moment. He was the one on the stake, already pierced, just on the cusp of obedience unto death. His commanded task would be finished, Matthew 27, verses 50, and John 19, verses 30. Within the next few breaths, it'll all be done. And then a single thought of doubt. What is sin? Or was it sin? Of course not. Was it necessary? Most definitely. Was it a lesson for all ages about the human struggle? Absolutely. Do you remember we discussed Psalms 22 and devotional 259. The conclusion of the matter was this. It's all about the mind, the thought process, how we think about ourself, and how we redeem those thoughts by the power of the Spirit. It's all in the mind, loved one. Life is in the mind. We broke down verses 12 and 13 from a more metaphysical, in the sense, a supernatural perspective. A growing number of dispersed and stubborn thoughts have invaded my thinking process. These are thoughts that enslave me to an unredeemed material consciousness as opposed to the freedom of spiritual thinking. These fleshly thoughts continually revolve in my mind and keep me entangled. These carnal thought processes create and propagate scattered and fragmented ideas. They pull and pluck at my brain, and they cause me a rumbling and moaning within. They roar so loudly that I cannot even think straight. And those were David's thoughts after he cried out, my mighty one, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish, Psalms 22, verse 1. Those two were Yeshua's words. This is our lesson, loved one. Until death, and this means your last breath, the ego will always be lurking. Self-will, which forever stands in opposition to the will of Yahweh, will not be eradicated until your mental resurrection. With this knowledge, we can identify the pattern. When Yahweh increases your power, the ego will always be right there, desiring to use that power for its self-glorification. Be ever on guard, ever so diligent, not only to understand this, but to daily confess it. I know this. I know that everything about this fallen me would want me to misuse your power and grace, Yahweh. But for today, I would ask that you give me your strength and courage to deny myself and take up my stake, and that your Son would reign again and rule with me, within me. And I know that this truth, loved one, one day when your mind is resurrected, your ego will never again be present in your thought process. For the worshipers once purified would have had no more consciousness of sins. Hebrews 10 verse 2. You will at that point have the mind of Yahweh. Rejoice, we say, and consider this and rejoice. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake daily. Follow me. Luke 9:23. Okay, that is our devotional for today. And remember, take up your cross, take up your stake daily, daily. It's a daily thing, a renewing that has to happen every single day to follow him. Follow him. So let's backtrack a little here and understand what's being said here. No matter how long you've been a believer, no matter how righteous you've been in your actions and in your thinking and in your heart, the ego is still lurking. And the enemy is trying to get in there and distract you and get you away from Yahweh's trust. And the enemy wants you to rely on yourself more than you rely on our Creator. You know, as much as we could say this is the mind, I could say this is all spiritual. And the enemy tries to come and just destroy and keep us blind and keep that veil over our eyes. And even unto righteousness, that ego wants to rise up. But we must suppress it. And we can only suppress it with the blood of Yeshua and understanding the truth of what happened. For the Bible says in John 14, verses 17 to 20, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am the Father and you are in me and I am in you. Do we understand what we discussed the other day about the Rahadah Kodesh coming into those that believe and have faith and trust? And so many people, that veil is still over their eyes and they don't want to trust and they believe. And this goes for not just non-believers or those that don't claim Yeshua, that's their Messiah. This goes to people in the church as well. For they're not relying on the wisdom and the word of our Creator. What they're doing is they're listening to another man worshiping a religion, worshiping their pastors and their priests, and ignoring the instructions of our Creator. It's the blindness. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that comes from the Spirit of Yahweh, but consider them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So we understand the ego that rises up. The more humble you become, you know, you could shun that. Take away the enemy's weapons to destroy you. And don't give that the time of day. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 1:18 to 19, the message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know that it is very powerful of Yahweh. The scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intellect. Now understand and listen to this. The message of the cross, the message that happened, is foolish to those who are heading for destruction. Who does the Bible say is heading for destruction? And I see many people in the church saying, oh, that's for the heathens of this world, for those that haven't confessed Yeshua. And I say to you, there are many people that have confessed Yeshua with their lips, but they have missed the message of the cross. They have missed the message of Yahweh. They have missed the message of Scripture. Because it says in this same verse in Corinthians 1:18 to 19, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intellect. the intelligence of the intelligent, those that think they know better than Yahweh's words and they can live counter to his commandments. Matthew 5:14 says, so ignore them, they are blind guides leading blind. And if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. And I am sad to say that that is the state of the church today. The blind leading the blind. For they are confessing with their mouths one thing, but they're hypocrites because they are not living according to the words of our Creator. They are seeking curses on themselves, and they are teaching people that it's okay to live in sin. They are teaching a lie from hell to say that the Torah, the instruction, the commandments are done away with. They pick and choose. The Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. And this is what the enemy does. He blinds people. He blinds people. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4, if the good news we preach is hidden behind the veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Yeshua, who is the exact likeness of Yahweh. Here's the deception. So you have those that clearly out deny our Messiah. They clearly deny him. They don't know him. And this verse fits them perfectly. But then there are those that are blind and they let their ego keep them from humbling themselves and understanding and says, hey, I've missed it. I've gotten it wrong all this time. And I implore you to pray to Yahweh. Pray to Yahweh. Father Yah, if I'm missing something in your commandments, if I'm not following your guidelines and instructions, but I should be, if I'm doing something wrong by not following your calendar and your appointed times, your ordained feast, but instead I've replaced them with the worldly pagan feast and I take joy in those, please humble me, Yahweh. Humble me now, Father Yahweh. Ask him to do that. Ask him to do that. This is the world we live in today. People are blind. And they have failure to obtain the truth. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that means not lack of knowledge of him and his ways. I mean, the other day I was speaking to somebody and the subject of Christmas came up. And I said, you know, Yeshua wasn't born on December 25th. And he said he didn't know that. And I had to correct myself and realize, well, most people don't know that. Instead of think, how in the world can you not know that if you know history? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now understand this. Understand what it's saying here about Hosea 4:6. It doesn't say the worldly people that deny me are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Those that confess me, but they don't live according to the knowledge that I have given them in the word. It says because you have rejected knowledge. The heathen of the world, those that don't believe in Yeshua, they're not even looking for the knowledge. They're not even reading the scriptures. But those that claim to know him, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They rejected the knowledge. And he also says, I reject you from being priests for me. And since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I will forget your children. We have a responsibility to know him. To know him. And I tell you this, if you know him, you know what he does, and your heart is circumcised. The humility goes up and the pride goes down. That's it. That's it. That's where we want to put ourselves. Remember 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, or since in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world did not know Yahweh through the wisdom, it pleased Yahweh through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. We have to understand the sinful nature is always hostile to Yahweh, Romans 7 and 8. It never did obey Yahweh's laws and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please Yahweh. Wow. Wow. Those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please Yahweh. What is the sinful nature? It's living in sin. What is sin? Transgression of Yahweh's word, his guidelines and instructions. As it says in the word, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. Understand, I know that only through the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, I have my redemption and the opportunity of the salvation. Only through his blood. However, the goal, the desire, for the one I love, the God that created me, is to please him, just as you seek to please the ones you love. We seek to please Yahweh. And it says those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please him. And the only way we can separate ourselves from this sinful nature is to let go of the ego and the pride. And the only way we can do that is we can start trusting in our Creator more than we trust in ourselves. Less of us and more of him. This must happen. It must happen. We have to get this and understand this. We must seek to please him in all our ways. In all our ways. You know, but the people, the pride today, the ego today keeps them from understanding him. Again, the rejection of the Holy Spirit, rejecting it. You keep saying me, 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 and I. That's the rejection of it. Pride goes before destruction and the Holy Spirit before stumbling. Proverbs wisdom 16:18. So we need to get this. We need to get this. Proverbs 29:23 says, a person's pride will humble him, but a humble spirit will gain honor. A humble spirit will gain honor. Humble yourselves. Doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. And above all, value our Creator and our Creator's guidelines and instructions to his words. But it's the pride that tears us down. The ego that's still there. We must let it go. Let it go. 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations of thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Understand suffering well. Understand what this is about. Understand our Creator knows everything and it is for the good, but he wants to keep us humble. It says in James 4:6, Yahweh oppresses the proud but gives grace to the humble. You know, Jeremiah says, hear this, you foolish and senseless people. Have eyes to see, but do not see. You have ears to hear, but do not hear. For those of you that are self-seeking, you reject the truth and follow evil. There will be a wrath and anger. Romans 2:8. It's time for those of you that truly want all the greatness that our Creator has to offer us and to not settle for anything less. It's time we stop seeking our ways. It says in the scriptures, there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. And we started seeking his ways. That says, for know the plans I have for you, they are for good or not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. Remember, our Creator takes no death in the death of no joy in the death of wicked people. He only wants you to change from your wicked ways so you would live. So you would live to stop rejecting the set apart spirit that he wants to put upon you so you could take on the mind of Messiah. Instead, thinking like the world thinks and trying to literally have a conversation with somebody, not about the glory of our wonderful Creator, but to literally take time to go on the internet, to comment on the videos, and to literally have arguments with people about how you think we're not supposed to follow our Messiah and keep his ways and keep his Torah and keep his instructions. The audacity of somebody to go to church one day and claim with their lips that Yeshua is the Messiah and they want to give up their life for him and to him and do everything for him. But at that same afternoon, they'll go home on the internet. They'll put posts under YouTube videos. They'll put videos on the internet and all this thing about how we're not supposed to follow the commandments of our Creator. And we don't need to do that. They actually use the blood of Yeshua as an excuse to continue to live in sin. Instead of overcoming that and starting to please our Creator. It says in Proverbs 28:25, he that's a proud of heart stirs up strife, but he that puts his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. In a glorious way. In a glorious way to give great abundance. To give great abundance. But it's that pride that takes away everything that Yahweh wants to give us. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Do it all to the glory of Yahweh. And I get it. Many people out there are just brainwashed, literally brainwashed from being in a church so much and doing so much. And they would want to put themselves first. But it's time we put Yahweh first. That's everything. That's everything. The warning, Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Revelations 2:4 says, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. We need to put our Creator first. Whatever you do, whatever you drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh, as it says. To love Yahweh with all your heart and soul and your mind. Do you think for one moment you are loving Him with all of your heart, soul, and mind if you are rejecting His guidelines and instructions of how we should live? If you are rejecting the great gifts that He has given us? Do you think you're giving Him your all? Do you think you're understanding who He is? Do you think you understand when you think that you're doing things of your own works, of your own self without Him, that you're giving Him glory? It's time we think again and understand what it talks about. We need to put Yahweh first. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua. It is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Are you in that place? Are you in that place? As it says in John, 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, He is the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Yeshua, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Has your heart been circumcised? Do you hate sin? Well, I ask you this because many of you think your church is teaching you the commandments of how to live. Spiritual blindness, ego, lack of knowledge. The church, I've yet to find more than a few out there that is teaching the truth about Scripture. The truth about Scripture. It's lies, all lies and distractions from the enemy. It's time we realize this and ask Him to open up our eyes and put Yahweh first in everything we do. Proverbs 3:6, in everything we do, put Yahweh first, and He will direct your own you and crown your efforts with success. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, Colossians 3:2. And that would be the perfect scripture to sum up what we're talking about here. The spiritual blindness that is caused through our own ego is keeping us focused on earthly things and not giving us the joy that Yahweh wants to have, knowing that we have things, the investments that we're making in heaven for us. Fixing our eyes on Yeshua as the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before me endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. No, Yeshua did not die to allow us to live in sin. He did not die to allow us to live in sin. He wants us to live according to the holy words of our Creator. And as He told the lady of adultery, go and sin no more. Stop living and making a practice at living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And stop supporting people that give you this false gospel and tell you that it's okay. It's time we repented and returned from sin. Repentance brings refreshing, as it says in the scriptures. It's time we repented. And we need to change our understanding and idea and our idolatry about what Scripture is saying. We need to come to Him with all our heart. With all our heart. Now, turning from sin doesn't mean we're not going to struggle with sin. But it means we're going to love Yeshua and Yahweh much more than we love the fleshly desires of this world. And we're going to ask Him to circumcise our heart. And we're not going to reject the Holy Spirit that He gives us. And then we're going to put Him first. And we're going to understand what the fruits of spirits really are talking about when it says these things. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For the person that has an ego does not have these things. And it's a spiritual battle going on. As I said, it's all spiritual. But the one that chooses the side of Yahweh does not use his death as an excuse to keep living in sin. They rise above, and they do not seek the pleasures and the riches of this world, but they get their pleasure from glorifying Yahweh and telling people about Yeshua. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control can only come from truly knowing him and not being blind. Not being blind. Letting that veil, taking it off your eyes. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. And then Philippians 1:6 says, I am convinced of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Messiah Yeshua. Do we get this? Do we understand? Are you experiencing the fruits of the Spirit? Are you experiencing them? And I tell you right now, no matter what the world says, if you are, no matter how many people call you a legalist, no matter how many people say you're too extreme, let nothing take your joy away. Let nothing take your joy away. Do everything to the glory of Yahweh. Everything to the glory of Yahweh. Suffer well to the glory of Yahweh. Rejoice to the glory of Yahweh. For if you're obedient to his words, you're one of his few called out ones who are following his ways, not the church's ways. And I pray that every one of you out there that has your eyes closed to this truth, that Yahweh will open it. But we know it's on Yahweh's timing, not our own timing, that these things get done. So it's time for us to shake up and wake up and get up and make the right choice. Today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. How many of people are ready to make the right choice? 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. But the wounds, by his wounds you have been healed. We have to make that choice. We have to make that choice. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he did forsaken, he foreknew, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Get right with our Creator if you want him to be right with us. Let the ego go and seek more of him and less of you. And that's the way to truly be blessed. And nothing will take that joy away. So that was the devotional for today. Thank you very much. You can see more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. You can go there and see more videos and also be our Patreon if you'd like. This is a daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, sufferwell.org, and you can read them for yourself. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Your love, slave to the darkness.